This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about the coronavirus, of course. And it seems that, shockingly, Donald Trump has got more rope out. He's distributed rope some more. He's got rope around the world. Yeah. It gives new meaning to rope-a-dope. Rope-a-dope, right? Anyway, so welcome aboard. Like I said, visit our websites, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. That's the two ways to get a hold of it, newcaliforniastate.com or ncs51.com. Either one will get you there. Tons of things going on for New California. State of the future. It's going to happen really soon. And quite soon. The financial situation of California is dire. Hence the current sitting governor making pronouncements about money that he doesn't have. And, of course, the government's going to help him. The federal government's going to help him. Not going to happen. I hate to break it to him, but it's not going to happen. You've got this coronavirus thing going on. I'm telling you, the spread there is just enormous. And we're going to be talking a little bit about it. You know, where did it all come from, this coronavirus thing? We'll be talking about that. Also, some pronouncements. Complete rubbish. This is an article. Gateway Pundit. Kind of an interesting little thing here. We'll talk about this for a second. So that if you want to know. By the way, no hospitals. You're hospital free. I mean, you want to stay away from the hospitals. Guess what? You stay alive. That's sort of the theme with the coronavirus. Stay away from the hospitals because you stay alive. The death rate is spiraling out of control downward. It's not going up. It's out of control downward. Shocking. It's like falling like a rock. You know, if you don't go to the hospital, you don't die. Shocking. If you don't drive your car, you don't die in an automobile or get injured. Shocking. If you don't do your daily life, do your job, you know, how many workplace injuries are there? Yada, none of that's happening right now because everybody's on lockdown. Those good communists came out with lockdown. I'm giving you a directive. We got to play. Listen, we're going to be laughing at these people so badly come election time. And again, they don't dare try to. A little word to the warning out here in California for all of you people that are involved with electioneering, ballot stuffing, ballot harvesting, don't do it. Criminal charges will come your way, guaranteed. Guaranteed. Just a little bit of word of warning to people. Don't do it. And all of you local county officials who were so into the one world order extension. You see, this is the thing about exposing the deep state. You have to expose the deep state where it's the deepest, and that's in your local communities. Right? It starts at the United Nations and around the world, you know, Opus Dei and Netherlands and, you know, the totalitarians are out there. And by the way, you have a deep state in China, you have a deep state in Russia, you have a deep state in the United States, you have a deep state in Great Britain, you have a deep state. All these other places around the world are deep state. Just like we have the, you know, deeper, I call it the deeper state, but, you know, other people say, well, it's the top state, deeper state, which is Donald Trump and his cabinet. The war really is amongst the deep state and the deeper state, in my opinion. And, you know, first when we started talking about the deep state and Obama went underground, that we were talking about Obama, basically, and his little cadre of people throughout the globalist cabal that had been established by way of United Nations Agenda 21. But before that, it goes well deeper than that. It goes well back to 1947 when the United Nations was formed. Now, I want to, just as a little sidebar issue here, I'm going to pull something up, and we're going to go to, which one are we going to go? We're going to go try and check out. A lot of people don't recognize this connect the dot. And again, don't you hate it when history pops up? It's ugly head. Hello. It's not so ugly when the truth is out there, really. I find it absolutely amazing that the truth is so much more interesting than the lies you want to try and tell about the truth or different situations. I really do. I really find it amazing. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm using my non-dominant hand here. And I'm going to look for you under WikiLeaks. I said leaks, I'm sorry. I said leaps, but I meant leaks. Sorry, it's a radio show thing. But I'm going to explain to you something about the history of the United Nations. And the United Nations goes way back after World War I with the League of Nations. Now, that League of Nations was designed to bring about, you know, a linkage between all the countries of the world, the League of Nations. So after this great calamity of World War I, the globalists had visions of linking the countries together in a one world order then. Shocking. Now, remember, you had this idea that popped up in 1776 called the Declaration of Independence and then the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and freedom and, you know, free will and, of course, God-given rights. The notion, shockingly, the notion that people had rights given to them by God. That was a new concept. It was a new concept that actually had its fostering in the big way, and I know even before this, but by Martin Luther in 1517 when he put up the 95 theses
right
on the door of Wittenberg. By the way, Wittenberg, I've been there in my travels. Pretty interesting place. But that created, of course, the Protestant Revolution. And the I say revolution because it was Martin Luther, Lutheranism, that created that. And that was where people have this idea, where people can have a relationship with God directly without the churches in between. And that comes into a whole range of things. But Martin Luther brought that all about. And then 1776, freedom, independence, and so on. That whole notion started really swirling around the world, and it had to be stopped, and they stopped it in 1848 with the Communist Manifesto. That's what they were trying to do with the Communist Manifesto. And then suddenly we have, the Civil War, shocking, and then we have World War One, and, of course, the precursors, war with the Muslim countries and so on, the Ottoman Empire and all that. But we had World War One, but after that we had the League of Nations, and then World War Two, catastrophe. Absolutely. Millions of people died around the world. We got to put a stop to that. So World War II gave rise to the United Nations. Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Where did the United Nations first take shape? Was it New York? Was it Washington, D.C.? Was it London? Was it Brussels? Was it Moscow? Or San Francisco? Don't you hate it when a plan starts to be exposed? Stay with us. More from Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Then.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
President Truman arrives to attend the last session of the conference to mark its official closing, a day which the whole civilized world has awaited anxiously that it might judge results. And the world, as well as San Francisco, rejoices over great progress made. At the Opera House, last hours of the convention, as delegates of the steering committee honor Edward Stettinius, who later resigned as Secretary of State to become permanent chairman of the American delegation. And Lord Halifax calls dramatically for a standing vote on the completed charter.
And it is now my duty, my honor, and my privilege in the chair to call for a vote on the approval of the Charter of the United Nations.
Nation by nation, the delegates stand up for the great new charter they hammered out together. 50 nations standing side by side, unanimous for peace. Now, final signing of the charter. China signing first, as the first nation attacked in this war. Dr. Wellington Koo's signature topping the long list to come. Then for Russia, Ambassador Gromyko commits his country also to the agreements and objectives decided upon. After days and nights of compromise and cooperation, four main agencies upon which the world now puts its hope. A powerful Security Council having final military authority. A General Assembly representing all member nations. A Social and Economic Council to tackle the causes of war. And an International Court to judge any international disputes. The signing is done. The great charter is completed. This draft of mankind's deepest hopes already a historic document. Perhaps the Magna Carta of peace-loving humanity itself. Now Stettinius introduces the final speaker of the San Francisco Convention.
The President of the United States of America.
If we had had this charter a few years ago, and above all, the will to use it, millions now dead would be alive. If we should falter in the future in our will to use it, millions now living will surely die. Now, there's a time for making plans, and there's a time for action. The time for action is here now.
Today, the allied world salutes these representatives of 50 nations. They have made a beginning, a brave beginning, that can build a mighty structure for peace. Out of a world of agony and total war has come a charter that must mark a turning point in human history. A new way lies ahead. The world must take this way, through unity and cooperation, to a lasting peace.
Wow. There you go. That was from the History Channel, and we're talking about the United Nations and how the United Nations started. Well, let's talk about this a little bit. Actually, there, my understanding from the historical record is actually 51 nations. Shocking, I know, that went along with this whole thing. People don't understand. I guess maybe at least they were saying 50 then. But from what we understand, it was 51. Interesting, huh? You never thought you'd kind of hear these sort of things. Or flashback, 1947, the first signatory was China. Since during World War II, the beginning of World War II, it was the Japanese who attacked China. Chiang Kai-shek, as I understand, was still in charge of China, a nationalist organization, not communist China, which was on the verge of slipping into Maoism, which would change the whole dynamic of the world, of course, which, you know, is pretty amazing. Based upon the fact that you talk about craziness with the United Nations, you talk about the craziness that had developed over the course of all the years in which there was, the destruction of the world, pretty much. So, but the seed of all this was the League of Nations, which was in the 1920s. They tried to establish the League of Nations, which was the precursor to the United Nations. And by World War II, they said, oh, enough of this war business. I guess a lot of people have to wonder about where in the world did all this war business come from? Was it planned? Were there people behind the scenes that could actually sponsor wars of this nature, of this magnitude? And the answer to that is, of course, absolutely yes. You can manipulate governments all you want to. But the official Wikipedia says this. United Nations is an intergovernmental organization that aims to maintain international peace and security, develop friendly relations among nations, achieve international cooperation, and be a center for harmonizing the nations of the actions of the nations. It is the largest, most familiar, most internationally representative, most powerful intergovernmental organization in the world. They forgot to mention the United States, right? The UN is headquartered in international territory in New York City. Other main offices include Geneva, Nairobi, Vienna, and The Hague. And The Hague is where a lot of things happen. The UN was established after World War II with the aim of preventing future wars, succeeding the ineffective League of Nations. On April 25, 1945, 50 governments met in San Francisco for a conference and started drafting UN Charter, which was adopted on June 25th and took effect on October 24, 1945, when the UN began operations. And pursuant to the Charter, the organization's objectives included maintaining international peace and security, protecting human rights, delivering humanitarian aid, promoting sustainable development. Okay, that wasn't part of the charter originally. And upholding international law. At its founding, the UN had 51 member states. This number grew to 193 in 2011, representing the vast majority of the world's sovereign states. The organization's mission to preserve world peace was complicated in its early decades by the Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union and their respective allies. Its missions have consisted primarily of unarmed military observers. And perhaps the spreading of the COVID virus. Working together with other deep state actors. This is the genesis, at least in after World War II, of the deep state that we have today, and those that have been opposed to the deep state, which we have today too, me being one of them, of course. When we get to this, the pivot point that they refer to here as sustainable development, this was actually an add-on of the United Nations. It was not part of its principal doctrine. Sustainable development in its organizing principles for meeting human development goals while simultaneously sustaining the ability of natural resources to provide the natural resources and ecosystem services based upon the economy and society depend. That's what sustainability is. That's what sustainable, the desired results is a state of society where living conditions and resources are used to continue to meet human needs. While the modern concept of sustainable development is derived mostly from the 1987 Brundtland Report, it also has rooted management and ideal sustainable forest management. And of course, this was stuff that was brought to you by, when you talk about sustainable 20th century forest management, they're throwing that in there. Shockingly, all you good foresters out there, you can't forest, you can't do any lumbering or anything. Yeah, you started it all, the sustainability thing. That's your history. But it was not part of the original charter. That came later. And we'll explain that. Stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
So we have this thing called the United Nations, and all the different problems and trials and tribulations and foibles. And we also talked about sustainability and where that all came from. San Francisco was the heartbeat and the center in 1947 for the signing of the United Nations agreement for the first time ever. President Truman spoke. Other people were there. They had all the nations. About 51 nations actually signed on. Ultimately, China being the first signatory because that was the first place that was attacked for World War II. The League of Nations preceded that. And then, of course, you bring in the next element, the sustainability movement. That is a big part. And, of course, the history on this is being told as, or at least inferring that, boy, the sustainability thing started back in 1947. That's not true. 1987, some 40 years later, is when the Brundtland Report came out. And that report was the one that was sort of brought to you by the trilaterals over Washington. Business, the trilateral agreement. And of course, we have Patrick Wood, who's written the book called Technocracy Rising, who's one of the authors of the book called Trilaterals Over Washington. Shocking. They were the people that were really kind of thinking through this whole one world order business, sort of as a tag on to the United Nations. But, you know, people saw what the United Nations was about way before all this happened. And those people that were scouting out what socialism and communism was all about were saying, this is nothing more than a communist thing, a socialist thing. And they were the ones that really maligned, you know, going to the John Birch Society all the way to many of the ultra-conservatives at the time. And, of course, they were the ones who started to really take the brunt of the criticism by those that supported the United Nations, the socialists that came ultimately to power through the Democratic Party into a communist that we have today in modern-day California. Shocking that that would be. Does it surprise you that the epicenter of everything going on now in the world is out of San Francisco, the very place where the United Nations was formed in 1947? This is not a shock. It should not be. When you take a look at the generations that have grown up around the United Nations, out of San Francisco, the wealth in San Francisco, which has been part of the big driver of this, then you got people like Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's district is San Francisco. Nancy Pelosi, in her district, brought us Gavin Newsom. Hello. And, of course, the likes of Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown was all, the Brown family was all over that area. Jerry Brown ultimately and his family moved from Calusa, California to where? To San Francisco in the 1950s. Shocking, actually the 1940s. Jerry Brown was born in April of 1938. That's another shocker, right? But let's go forward. All of them were, well, steeped in the United Nations out of San Francisco. And look at what they have brought to the world today. Coronavirus. And, of course, the filter is not even full on these folks. It's amazing. People haven't connected that dot, but you go down to Ignatius Loyola High School, where Jerry Brown went to high school. You get it right away, actually. It's a wonderful high school, by the way. I totally support their mission and what they're doing. And, yes, it's a Jesuit school, but I'll tell you, they run one fine high school down there. I'm telling you, as a former school superintendent, I can't say enough things about them. And, I can tell you that for all their students, they get the best of the best. But if you go on to seminary and you claim to be a Jesuit, that's a whole different ball game, taking the oath. So I want to separate that out because people think that everything is all evil and bad. It's not necessarily, no. It's not what it has to be. You have to go and see it for yourself. But the steepness in San Francisco and all that, this is what we're suffering today. You have Nancy Pelosi who wants to impeach the president. And, of course, the agendas that go along with her, which come right out of San Francisco, she represents the One World Order. But better than that, it's the evidence of Nancy Pelosi and what she's done in the past. People don't quite understand this little routine. But if you go through with Nancy Pelosi, she was elected. She got into the House of Representatives. And where did she come from before that? She came from Baltimore, Maryland, with the DeSandro family. A known corrupt mafia family. Her dad was a big-time mafia leader. Shocking. I know that that's shocking, but that's very true. People have to kind of get over that, but that's very, very true what was going on. Now, Nancy Pelosi rises to the ranks of members of the House of Representatives, which she still is today. She's, of course, the leader of the House, and look what she's done. She was the leader of the House years ago, and look what she did. She ultimately helped to aid bring in tons of Republicans because of her, and she'll do it again with this election. There's no question about it. They're all being called out. But Nancy Pelosi was the first one to bring back from the, I guess you would say, to bring back the United Nations Agenda 21 to the world. And this is something that a lot of people don't understand. Through a resolution, concurrent resolution in the House of Representatives called Resolution Rescon 353, and we're going to try and draw it up here. She brings back the United Nations Agenda 21, which was an agreement that was signed in Rio de Janeiro in 1992 of June. She brings it forward to bring it into hard law, into the House of Representatives in 1992. She brings it forward. She's the queen of the United Nations. She brings it forward and finally into the United States of America. A lot of people didn't understand that. What the heck was going on with her? How did she do that? Now, it's kind of interesting. If you try and find this on the internet, it's on YouTube, it's all been taken down. They play these little games. Sometimes they get it back up. Most of the time they take it all down. They don't want that whole thing to be known, you know. But we'll find it. I'm looking for it right now, and we'll see what we can do. We have to do these things every once in a while to figure out how this whole thing works so that you hear it. But she's actually the one who brings it forward. And a lot of people think, well, you know, she's just doing her job. Well, let's listen to what her job really was back in 1992. Can hear it for yourself.
The Earth Summit Environmental Leadership Act, as this is known, presents us with an opportunity to follow up on the important work of the Earth Summit to develop its blueprint, Agenda 21, for global environmental action. HCONRES 353 outlines a comprehensive national strategy for sustainable development in accordance with the principles of Agenda 21 to be coordinated under the leadership of a specific office and at the direction of a high-level government official. The resolution also urges the United States to identify and initiate further agreements to protect the global environment and to support the creation of a high-level United Nations Sustainable Development Commission headed by an Undersecretary General. Third and lastly, the President is urged to report to Congress on the progress made on with this action. HCONRES 353 is supported by the administration. I have been in contact with the appropriate offices of the State Department and have incorporated their suggestions into the resolution. The 71 co-sponsors of this measure include one half the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee and all of the House delegates to the Earth Summit. It is also supported by the major United States non-governmental organizations concerned with the environmental issues. The Earth Summit presented world leaders with an opportunity that should not be lost. We must now embark on a new course that will sustain our planet and its resources for the benefit of future generations. This resolution calls on the United States to assert its leadership to achieve this goal. I urge my colleagues to support this resolution. Thanks again to the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee for their recognition of the importance and timeliness of this resolution. We must make the promise of Rio a reality. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, so we made the promise of Rio a reality. 1992, in October, 1 month before the election of William Jefferson Clinton. Get the drift? Of course, he was a plant. George Bush the Senior was a plant following Ronald Reagan. And it was George Bush the Senior who, you have to go back to George Bush's father. And, of course, his father was a financier for who? Adolf Hitler. Oh, that's the Bush family legacy. Let that settle in for a second. The Bush family legacy to Hitler. World War II, yeah. It's interesting how a lot of these people have that connected to Hitler. We'll be back to listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of people don't quite understand how Nancy Pelosi can sustain herself for so long, right? That's a good question. I mean, some people have answers to that, but I'm not too sure we want to discuss that at this point. But she's a sustainable person. There's no question about it. And, of course, everybody wonders, how in the world does that all happen? Maybe it's her love affair with the United Nations. Some things could be said about that, right? That's what they say. Anyway, we got a lot to cover here in just a few short minutes that we have left with you. And I want to remind everybody to visit our websites, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. We're just kind of going through this whole notion about the United Nations Connect the Dot. A lot of people don't understand how this whole thing goes, how it actually gets worked out in terms of, I guess you would say, sustainability. No, I don't want to say that. How the whole process has played out over a historical standpoint. And I wanted to make that very, very clear that where the United Nations started back in 1947 is San Francisco. And it's not the representative, really, of the United Nations is Nancy Pelosi. She's representing the American interest in the United Nations by her understanding of how it all works. If you look at it from her perspective, living in her life, she lives in San Francisco. That's her place. That's where her residence is established. She's always out in California or in Washington, of course. But her point of reference has been, you know, I was in that city and born in that city at the time of United Nations agenda, the United Nations being formed in San Francisco. So therefore, I'm an extension of that. I brought to the United States, you know, as a delegate from United Nations Agenda 21 Rio Convention in June of 1992. And I brought that forward as a resolution, concurrent resolution 353 in 1992 in October. I brought that forward. It's my baby. And what we're doing right now is messing with her baby when it comes to the coronavirus business. Because it's by extension part of the World Health Organization, which by extension is, of course, the United Nations. But those are dots that we should very easily connect. And now here she is trying to stop the man who's trying to stop globalism. Globalism by the deep state, which it's pretty obvious right now. We've got this complete sham that's going on with the coronavirus. A complete sham, and it's a globalist United Nations sham, and she's part of it. That's why she's supporting it. Now she wants to trot out an investigation for impeachment purposes into the performance of President Donald J. Trump. What was he hiding? What did he know, and when did he know it? She's brought those questions forward. Shocking. Never thought you'd see a representative like her, right? Well, it's very true. Here she is. It's a California treat. But that's going to change with New California.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Says, get an article here. Your thoughts, sabotaging American allies, but okay. This is the home news, I guess. This is from Robert in Nevada. It's from the Horn News. Of course, Horn News is an affiliate of Red State Talk Radio, by the way. Frank Holmes, reporter. China sabotaging America and her allies with coronavirus fight. Well, it's the deep state actors of China doing that, yeah. Xi Jinping, not so much. That's my opinion. It's pretty obvious that the deep staters are trying to sabotage the United States, and we're somewhat doing it to ourselves. I think, in fact, that the deep state operators, which Donald Trump knows about, are the ones that are really trying to do this. Xi Jinping, like I said, or not. Trump, believe Trump when he says Xi is a friend of his. Because it's true. He's not a deep state actor in the sense. Now, listen, he's a communist. Don't get me wrong. And I said this yesterday. All the things that go along with good communist, he does. Okay, and that's not excusing him. I'm just saying that he understands why the deeper state for him and the people he has to fight with. Remember, there was a coup d'etat against him just recently. Talking about Xi. That was about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Donald J. Trump actually saved him. So there's, Xi had to be saved from his own deep state, just like Trump has to be saved from our own deep state. That's the way Putin's in the same boat. He's got a deep state that he has to constantly fight against. He's got his own Nazis and Muslims, radicalized Muslims, that are trying to overthrow him, which is, of course, what we've seen with Ukraine. That's actually exactly what happened to the Russian Yanukovych, who was overthrown by John Brennan, the good Muslim that he is, when he brought in, of course, the revolution against Yanukovych, which overthrew him, and they brought in their own Nazi sympathetic leader. And that's where the whole thing fell apart for all of the Ukraine, of course. Now we've got the comedian in there. And he, he's a Trumper. He's not a deep state actor. That's part of that phone call. Remember, that's the thing they trotted out. They knew they weren't going to get impeachment, or they weren't going to get him on the Russia thing, so they got the phone call thing, which, of course, was an absolute lie and led to a constitutional crisis led by Nancy Pelosi. Shocking of the One World Order Agenda 21, folks. Yeah, the queen of the deep state is Nancy Pelosi in the United States. That's a connect the dot right there. Yeah, so sabotaging America. Yeah, the Horn News, very good outfit. We've affiliate with them at Red State Talk Radio. That's a fact. A lot of people don't understand our relationship with them, but we do have one. It's a very good one, by the way. Very, very healthy. So, very interesting. Thank you, Robert, out of Nevada. Sent us that one. Got a bunch of other ones here. Don't have time. We're running out of time. And I want to thank all of you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. It's been absolutely fascinating this morning now, hasn't it? Been so many so many different things happening, and I'm getting some very comedic and insightful bits of information from some of my listeners. Not going to happen. I'm sorry. We're done with this morning anyway. But I want to like I said, I want to thank all of you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and all of us at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you very much for your participation in what's going on. We're going to go turn it over to Tori right now, and I'm sure she's going to fill you in with a whole bunch of other stuff about the coronavirus, the hoax that's taking place, and people behind the scenes, get you some in-depth information about them. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and then, gosh, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.